I believe we're joined on the line now by Anayansa Garza with the Southwest Workers Union. Anayansa, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey. Thanks for joining us today. So I guess I wanted to, we're talking about the hunger strike that's going on right now at the Port Isabel Detention Center. This is a facility, near Brownsville that houses immigrant detainees that are being held by the federal government. Anayansa, could you just kind of set the scene for us? How long has this strike been going on? What kind of facility is this? And where is it located relative to Austin?
The facility is located in a small town called Los Fresnos. It's between Los Fresnos and Port Isabel. I grew up in Los Fresnos, actually in a colonia just outside of Los Fresnos. And it's very isolated. It's out there where really nobody can see it. It's been about over 10 days, over 12 days that people have been without food. Because of the fact that it's been quite some time that some of the hunger strikers have been without food, they have reorganized and they are taking turns. They're doing a rotating hunger strike in order to prolong their efforts prolong their efforts and possibly get more attention, because the government, DHS, has not wanted to acknowledge the hunger strike, and they are actually denying that it exists. They had been doing this ever since it started, but just recently in our local paper, one of the reporters talked to a federal official, and that official did say that there was one hunger striker, but in reality there are about 200 hunger strikers. The reason that they said there was one, it could be one of two things. There has been a detainee, his name is Ron McCarty, and he has been speaking to certain press people. And then there is also, it could also be that there's one detainee who was on the hunger strike who was in the infirmary, and because of that, they may have had to report that he was on the hunger strike.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk about what are the detainees hunger striking over? What kind of conditions are they protesting? Obviously, going on a hunger strike for 10 days is pretty drastic action. So what are the kind of conditions that they're facing in the detention center, as far as you know?
Originally, they were talking about the physical abuse and the verbal abuse that they have been having because of the guards. It's a federal facility, but they contract out to a corporation for the guards. So these guards and ICE officials alike have been participating in verbal and physical abuse of the detainees. Also, some of the detainees have health conditions, and their health conditions are not being properly treated. They're not getting proper medical care. There was one story, one woman was telling me her husband is in the detention prison, and he had an eye infection. So his eye, when she went to visit him, his eye was swollen and red and looked like somebody had beat him up. But when she asked him about it, he said, oh no, it's my eye infection. She asked him how come he hadn't gotten medicine, and he said he did, but then when it came down to but he doesn't know how to read, and when they gave him the medication, he didn't know what to do with it or how to properly take that medication. And then she asked the people there, well, he said he asked you, how come you guys didn't tell him? They said, well, we don't have, I'm not a teacher, it's not my job to teach him how to read, is that kind of an attitude that is the reason why there's not, why there's so many problems. And also, it's a facility that's extremely isolated, so that's just and they have, now that with DHS and the militarization on the border, it's just creating an environment where immigrants are targeted, for all these human rights abuses, because there's no accountability. Who's going to see them? Who's going to believe them? Right now, not even the media will put this story out, because they're taking the words of the official and against the victim.
And do you know how many detainees are currently on hunger strike? You said that they're now rotating the strike, I guess, now that it's been so long. How many are on strike? And also, do you know where these folks are from, what countries they're from, or how long also they've been in the United States?
They said that their goal was to have at least 100 detainees still on hunger strike. So that's at least 100. Also, one of the other conditions that I forgot to mention is the due process. A lot of the detainees are not getting due process. A lot of detainees are there for crimes that, you know, like when all that policy got passed criminalizing immigrants and they could pick you up for a speeding ticket or for things like that, people were picked up for past offenses, offenses that some of them had even maybe like even done time for. They had, and now they're being taken back, you know, and being tried for that same crime or being, you know, shipped out as a punishment. And so that's also part of the whole scenario. I'm sorry, what was the last part of your question?
Also, just where are a lot of these folks from? What are their maybe their home countries? And do you know how long a lot of them have been in detention? I know that one detainee, Raul McCarty, who spoke to the Texas Observer, said that he's been there for 13 months, which he believes, and I think it is a violation of his due process. So just where are these folks from, and do you know how long a lot of them have been there?
There's people from Barbados. There's people from Africa. There's people from different, you know, from the Congo. There's people that are from Haiti. There are people from all over the place. I think also what last time we talked to the hunger strikers, what they were stressing was that there is no one leader. There is not even, you know, what a small group of people spearheading this. This was an effort that was a collective effort by the detainees at that center. What was the other part of the question? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just if you knew how long a lot of these folks have been in detention at this facility or just in the ICE system in general.
Okay. There's some people, just to give you an example, one person has been there 2 years. 2 years at this detention facility. So there is definitely not, you know, due process happening. Virtually, it's become a holding tank for immigrants in order to have them swept out of the country so that either they get tired of being there and they'll say, okay, well, then I just want to go home, and they'll be deported, or they'll just stay there until they finally are deported, you know, because they're not getting due process. They're not having their voices heard, and their human rights are being violated, and they're very vulnerable. So there's, you know, basically it's just a way to sweep everybody out of the country.
That it seems kind of outrageous to me that somebody could be held in this facility and nothing is done for them in a 2 year time span. I'm wondering also if you know at all how these immigrants came together in this facility to start this hunger strike. We've seen news reports lately of a lot of different problems at other immigrant detention centers around Texas. The GEO Group, which is a corporation, operates a prison. I believe it's, forget exactly where it is, but I think it's on the other side of the state, and there were riots there last, I think, 2 months ago. And also, I want to mention that there's also the president of something called the Drive Movement, which is a group of death row detainees here in Texas who actually organized in prison and I think went on a hunger strike as well. So do you know anything about how these folks were able to come together inside this facility despite the repression and start this strike?
I couldn't really dramatize that for you because I don't really, you know, I've only spoken to some of the detainees or prisoners, and what I can gather is that it was just a lot of, you know, there was just a lot of people that felt that things were just going so wrong that they had to take a stand. And basically, if they didn't do this, I think it would be true to say that there wouldn't have been any attention. Dora Shryo, actually, who is the advisor to Homeland Security on these kinds of issues in terms of detention facilities, she had visited that facility 3 weeks prior to that hunger strike, and yet she didn't report any abuses at all. She actually thought it was one of the better facilities in comparison to the one that's in Raymondville, which is virtually just a big tent, you know, where people are put, you know, held. So this is indicative of how bad things really are. And really, if they hadn't done this hunger strike, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even have looked at this detention center because it has a long history of possible abuses, because nothing has ever come out in the public, you know, in terms of people try to go through the lawyers or through things like that, but there hasn't been like an organized effort within that facility to do anything like this. So, and I believe that if they hadn't done that, they wouldn't have brought such national attention to this facility and to the problems of human rights and due process for detainees at that prison.
And you did mention that not a lot of media actually has been covering this story. It's a pretty amazing story too. So that makes you wonder a little bit. What kind of actions are you taking with the Southwest Workers Union as well as other groups to try to gather media attention and get people to know about this story so that conditions hopefully will change for the folks inside the facility?
Well, we alerted, we immediately went to the facility and visited with some of the people who were on hunger strike to try to get the real story out there, because the press was taking ICE's word over everybody's word. So we put ourselves in that position where we held a protest in front of the facility, and we also declared that day we were fasting. There was about 15 community members who fasted that day in solidarity with the hunger strikers. Six of us continued to fast until after May 1st to commemorate the International Workers' Day and also the hunger strike. And after that, there was solidarity from San Antonio, from Philadelphia, from different areas who also were fasting in solidarity. So we hope that this is going to be part of a movement, because there's not just a talk about policy. Like, one thing is to you know, look at the bureaucracy, look at the policy issues and the lawyers and all that kind of stuff, which usually happens when you're looking at, you know, detainees and the whole immigration issue in terms of individuals. So this is more of like a collective effort and a movement on behalf of the community, because this is an immigrant community. The Valley is an immigrant community, and there's no way that this can happen, you know, in our community, and it's okay.
We're speaking with Anayansa Garza. She's with the Southwest Workers Union, and her organization is trying to get the word out about a hunger strike, ongoing hunger strike in the Port Isabel Detention Center near Brownsville, where immigrant detainees are protesting the harsh conditions inside the facility. I guess if you were wondering, or I'd like to ask, what do you think folks around Texas, here in Austin, people who are listening to this program, can maybe do to help the folks inside the facility to spread the word about this?
What you can do is get organized, and you can call me, 956-207-9459, or you can contact your church if you're a church person, or if you're contacted to any kind of church, you know, have a vigil. Get your whole community involved. If your community happens to be, you know, a grassroots organization, get them involved. If your community are your friends and your family, you know, get them involved. Schedule, have a protest, you know, even if it's just five people. If you target somewhere specific, somewhere that is public, you know, maybe your local congressman's office, maybe your local state rep's office, you know, they draft a letter, have them, you know, about the conditions, about how you disagree with this Guantanamo Bay type conditions in the United States, and it shouldn't be in our backyard, it shouldn't even exist, and yet, you know, people know about it, it's not, just not being talked about. Like, if people can do that, that will cause them to put pressure, just by even contacting them, and then also just contacting your media and getting that story out. You know, when you have your protest, make sure the media knows about it, because then the media will call to verify these sources. They'll call that center. And because there was so much media pressure on that center, on that detention center, they're actually having to, you know, having to think about what they're going to do next, because it's out in the public now. It's not just their little secret.
And I just want to also remind folks, there's kind of a precedent for what Anayansa is talking about here in Austin, just 30 miles outside of this city. There's the T. Don Hutto Residential, so-called Residential Center, which is a facility operated entirely by a private corporation, which also houses immigrant detainees, in this case, whole families, including children. Protests and grassroots movements started to spotlight the conditions at that facility about a year or two 2 years ago, and since then there's actually been a lawsuit, and conditions have improved considerably at the facility, though a lot of folks are still saying it should be shut down. We've been speaking about a hunger strike, ongoing hunger strike at the Port Isabel Detention Center, and we've been speaking with Anayansa Garza from the Southwest Workers Union. Their website is swunion.org. Anayansa, I think that's it. Thank you for calling in to On the Fringe today.
Okay, thank you.